League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. They're playing. We got a couple tables going. If you're looking for a game right now, get on over here. Hurry up. We're at Prime Social. You can find some action this morning. Open all night, all weekend.
They got two tables going right now.
They had three when I got here. What, did you drive to the station?
Broke up. No.
You didn't drive to the station first this morning?
No, I didn't drive to the
station. You usually do that.
I usually do. I just went and walked over, got my coffee, and was was taking my time trying to get out of the house. I couldn't find my keys and still can't. No. So I just took the spare key at the house. Spent enough time looking for him. I'm like, well, I guess I just don't have my house keys anymore.
This is not the least surprising thing.
I know. It's not preferable, but there's no kids who – I don't think there's kids. You know what? There's a chance kids did this.
They probably. You have kids. You have a gaggle of children.
Sometimes
so there's a good chance.
Lock and unlock the door, things like that. Oh.
The game's on. Did you already – You didn't get down on it? I mean, that is terrible.
It's like, what? Who cares now?
Yeah. Now you don't.
I don't care until the second.
No,
half.
Watch the first half and then see who you like. All right.
We had no Astros going, and I watched all of the World Cup. It is really.
Is Croatia that good or Argentina just that terrible?
It's Croatia's pretty good. They're pretty good. They really are. They're a pretty good team. Argentina was just bad.
What's the deal?
We saw that Argentina team a couple years ago. Man, they were. That was a really good team, obviously.
Yeah.
But
they got to the finals.
You know what it was like? LeBron, where Messi had three people surrounding. The only difference is, you know, like Cristiano Ronaldo plays on the wing. Messi plays in the midfield. Well, it's a lot harder. Dell, you jump in anytime here. But it appears to be a whole lot harder to have Messi be impactful when they are basically running a diamond around him. He'll have two to three people on him. Anytime he touches it, they swarm him, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you put somebody on the wing, it's a little easier to operate. So once they took Messi out of it, all these other guys look like a bunch of Altuves. Like, that's the tiniest team, stubby leg team. They don't win any headers. And it's funny watching soccer. I'm like,
you say it looked like a bunch of Altuves, like it's a bad thing. That's the best player in baseball.
Yeah, but when the game is played,
I would have thought you were going to say how great they were.
Yeah, but when I say a bunch of Altuves, I mean probably not going to be able to win any headers in the air, which they didn't. I mean, it's like, you should have seen how hard they did. All the Croatians are like, this is such a bunch of tiny guys. We don't have to worry about anything in the air. We'll win all of these.
And Croatia, that's a mean team. They will. I tell you, they were mean yesterday. 3-0 was the final. 3-0,
There you go.
The final on the
all
pitch
three in
yesterday.
The second half.
All three in the second half, and somebody I think was on them. Did you happen to bet Croatia would win 3-0?
I mean, oh, I wish.
Oh my God! You know what that would pay?
It would have over. I think it's 2,000.
Oh my God!
2,000.
That would have been
100 to win 2,000.
100 to win 2,000. Mm-hmm. That would have been totally sweet. NBA draft last night. De'Anthony Melton coming here, along with Vince Edwards. Two picks the Rockets got. They traded and picked up Vince Edwards out of Purdue. De'Anthony Melton, the guard, point guard out of USC. He does a lot of stuff. He can he can score. He can pass. He does a lot of stuff. So you got a couple of interesting picks. I don't know how much they'll contribute this year.
But I pay attention to Daryl Morey's second round picks for one because that's usually all they have. And then secondly. You know, he's the same guy who got Chase Budinger. He got Chandler Parsons. He has been able to find, and that's why I got to remember. I got to remember all of them. There was a guy named, what you call it, Taylor. I mean, Daryl, when he has second round picks,
Little point guard, what was his name? He was here for a while, and then he.
Not Aaron Brooks.
No.
He was late first. Little point guard.
Anyway.
I'm trying to remember, but Daryl Morey does a pretty good job of finding. Now, when it's international players, it's usually going to be a clear stash. But when it's – they had Nick from Arizona. What was his name? The guard that could jump out of the gym. Of course, he was just used in a trade. Most of these guys are eventually used in trades. But
Nick Johnson,
yeah. But Daryl does a pretty decent job of finding guys in the second round. So
Isaiah Cannon, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
And, Chandler Parsons, Chase Budinger, as you mentioned. Jermaine Taylor is who you were thinking of.
Yeah, Jermaine Taylor.
Marty Lunin.
I don't remember seeing Marty ever.
Yeah, I don't see. Joey Dorsey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was around, played around for a little bit.
Oh,
they've all been part of trades.
Yeah, yeah, no, they've been around. Carl Landry?
Mm-hmm. Landry wasn't a second.
He was a second.
Landry was a second?
It says second round here.
Huh.
Yeah, 31st overall. So he was the first pick of the second round.
All right.
Yeah. But the Rockets pick up, we'll see. If D'Anthony Melton can contribute, that will be awfully nice. Or Vince Edwards.
Well, there's two American players, so I think they're less likely to be stashed. They're either G League players or they make the back end.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make a run at any high-dollar players, you're going to start cutting some guys or letting guys walk like Trevor Ariza and some of these free agents, and these guys have a better chance of making a team.
Yeah. Was there anything less surprising last night than Grayson Allen going to the Jazz?
I mean, I swear to God, when I saw Jonathan Givony's or Givony, I can't remember how he pronounces his name. From
used to be
Draft Express, probably still is, an NFL, NBA. Or
Jabroni?
ESPN.
Is his name Jabroni?
It's similar.
Okay.
When he had – I was reading his mock draft because he's pretty tied in. I was reading his mock draft. He had Jazz, Grayson Allen. I'm like, oh, no. It's almost like Dennis Lindsay had one player on his draft board. My player is Grayson Allen. I need the most Matt Harpering type of Duke player that I can – just an annoyance, an arrogant little snit who can shoot it.
Yeah.
Who – is just going to get under the skin of 29 other fan bases.
Jazz fan is going to love
Jazz. You did nothing to eliminate what everyone already thinks about your Lily White.
The only thing less surprising would have been if the Celtics got him, maybe. Yeah, I would. Honestly.
Yeah, but Celtics have changed a lot. Danny Ainge is out trying to get players. See, Grayson Allen, to me, is a good shooter. I don't know that he's going to get his shot that well.
But Hayward going from the Jazz to the Celtics? Lock. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, no, well, historically.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Celtics look a little different now than they did back in the, this is a team we can really get behind. Our boys are really playing some good basketball right now, you know. Bird and all these guys, Parrish. Like, yeah, I mean, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Even Dennis Johnson's a guy that we can get behind.
Did you see the story of Kevin McHale going to the Trump rally?
No.
Oh, my God. He was at – Trump went to Duluth, Minnesota, and he's from Minnesota.
Right, yeah.
And in the crowd, they showed a giant picture, like eight rows behind Trump. Somebody circled and found Kevin McHale in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And then Twitter just blew up. Everyone, he needs to lose his job, his NBA job. He cannot work in the NBA anymore because he was at a Trump rally. And that, now his wife's tweets have come out, and she's really, really pro-Trump.
Uh-huh.
And now everyone in the world, and Twitter hates her now. If he was at LeBron is on stage at Hillary's deal, but if you're even in the crowd at a Trump deal, you can't work anymore.
Well, Trump's not the most popular guy.
No.
But you should be able to back whoever you back.
That's right,
and not
it's
have
politics.
People say, yeah, I mean, it's back whoever you're
now,
back.
Now all of a sudden Kevin McHale is the most racist person in the NBA.
I'm pretty sure one of those detention centers has his name on it.
The McHale Center?
What if Trump started naming it after people he liked?
You guys thought that was in Arizona? No, it's somewhere in South Texas, and McHale sponsors one of them.
The McHale Center. All right.
The McHale Center. That sounds like something where they play high school basketball.
They play college basketball. That's Tucson, where Arizona plays their ball.
That's a real name?
That's the McHale Center.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
It's got
yeah.
a, well, there's two places now named the McHale Center.
Tucson. You don't think they can have a detention center in Tucson?
Oh, well, that could happen.
Oh, yeah. That absolutely could happen. Del and I last night went out on a date.
Oh, guys.
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was fun.
It was awesome.
Did we laugh? Did we not have a good time?
How
together?
Did it end? Was there a number three involved?
No. No number three.
No. If it's a good. Date, I'm not going to handle it myself. why would I go on a date just to handle
Andre
it myself?
Just goes. Andres just made a noise. He's like, ah.
No,
I'm going to go do more push-ups.
Now number three is a thing every day on the show.
Andres is like, I'm going to go bench more now.
Thank God. Gotta get that taste out of my mouth. Give me some weights.
Hit the weights.
We saw Dave Chappelle last night and Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart is surprisingly liberal.
Yeah, he is.
It was pretty funny.
It was
pretty funny, though. And Mo, what was Mo's last name?
I didn't catch it.
Mo Bamba. It's Mo.
Not him.
I know you're talking about the glasses. Yeah. Mo Rocca?
No, not him either. Mo was there. He's a local Houston comedian. He was funny.
Oh, local Houston.
And Pete Davidson made an appearance as well.
Pete Davidson was there.
Ariana's fiance.
Ariana's boyfriend.
Pete Davidson was there?
Yeah. He just walked out and just did a couple minutes, and he was dark as hell. Yeah. And
he even tells you he's got, like, I've been in a lot of therapy. Like, he doesn't really hide it at all.
No. He just started, I really don't have anything to talk about if you want to know the truth. And then he just sat there. And you're like, apparently he really doesn't have anything to talk about. And it was he was pretty funny, though. The whole night was really funny.
It was good?
Chappelle is – that dude is –
Unbelievable
how funny he is.
I've been a fan for, I don't know, since the specials and then his show. I don't think I've ever laughed more at anything he's done than what he did last night.
So comedians in person are always, when the crowd's really into it, it's really a lot funnier. But I'm with Dell. I mean, before he got the Chappelle show, I used to follow him as a comedian. And then the Chappelle show was brilliant. And then, you know, we know he disappeared and all that stuff, but then you watch his other stand-up comedy since he's come back, and some of it can be a little hit or miss, but when he hits, man, he's still really, really good.
He did a piece on Chuck Berry. Dell.
The Chuck Berry sex tape? And he went play
Chuck
by
Berry,
play
the
of
the rock and roll.
Yeah,
yes.
He has an
Chuck Berry had some. Is that real?
That's a real thing. Chuck Berry has an infamous sex tape. I've never watched it. Dave walked us all through it, and it was ridiculous.
It is not funny. It's gross. Anyway, Dave Chappelle was fantastic. Anybody
all
that
right,
was
I
there last
hear about
night, you
this
know.
Now.
You know. I'll tell you in a break. But right now, let's talk about the Skeeters right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about our Skeeters coming back home. And that's Monday. They're going to be back here. And you got all kinds of great stuff going on with the Skeeters, starting with Margarita Mondays. Okay? Look, if you're looking for a great time had by all, and oh, by the way, if you're somebody that that is in the military, you get an absolutely free. So that's going to happen. Lancaster's going to be here. You got Margarita and Dollar Dog Mondays. Two for Tuesday, buy one field box and get one field box ticket half price. Kids in free Wednesday, okay? Thursday, $2 beers and sodas. 80s night on Friday. Now, this is going to be fun. Women's Veterans Night and a post-game concert from the Spasmatics. That also, you got fireworks. You always got fireworks on Friday at a minor league field. But the Spasmatics are awesome. If you're looking for a great time, you want to talk about a great value, just buying a ticket to a Skeeters game and you get to see the Spasmatics as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's always great value. And that's one, you know, minor league teams work hard to stretch the value of your dollar. And your dollar already goes a lot further just as soon as you step on the grounds over there at Constellation Field. But I'm telling you right now, it really is a great time. If you've got family and you're looking for something to do as a family that's going to be out of the norm, absolutely go to a game. If you or it's just you and the boys, you and the fellas, and you want to get your day kicked off to the right start, why don't you go have some pops, enjoy some really good food over there, and go watch a little baseball out there in the Sugarland area with the Sugarland Skeeters. There's so much to do. They've got suites that you can rent out. The prices of the tickets are very affordable. For more information, go to the website, SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Prime Social. We've got a tournament today, noon, and there's a bounty out on my head and Lance's head. So if you come and you knock us out of the tournament, then you're going to get a $100 chip, $100 just for knocking us out. Is Adrian Peterson coming? Do we know?
I don't know.
Steve, is Adrian Peterson coming?
We'll find out.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson, who was on the show with the boys on the Blitz the other day, great interview.
I haven't seen Rafer Alston for a little while.
He was here last time.
Oh, was it?
Maybe Fred or AJ will be here. AJ was here last time. Decided just not to go to his own show because he was still alive.
No, they made a deal. He and Fred. Fred got, he I think got it was 10% of his winnings.
10% of his winnings, yeah.
He got he got to a final
80
table.
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Come on out. Noon, it starts. If you get here before noon, you get an extra $5,000 in chips.
Now, if you can't get here until – if not, you can still register before 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but you don't get that extra $5,000.
No, but you can get the add-on.
Yeah.
You pay extra, but you get $15,000 extra.
Yeah, you get all the way till 2 o'clock you can register. So if you're going to be a little bit late, that's fine. You can join in. The people that are late and late registration, they end up winning because they don't lose all their chips at the beginning.
Well, they have to rebuy. You can always rebuy in the first stage too. So let's get Juan. Juan wanted to talk about Croatia and Argentina. Which did you watch it, John?
I did.
Okay, we both watched it. So what's up, Juan?
Hey, I just wanted to say that to be special, you have to do it for both club and country. So pretty average player. I missed Italy in the tournament.
Pretty average player. Are you going after Messi?
Well, sure is.
I'm trolling Messi, yes. Ronaldo, a la Madrid. It's all just fun. Hey, vamos Mexico. I do miss Italy. It's just a shame that they didn't make it to the tournament.
I miss Italy, too. I miss the United States, as a matter of fact.
Would have been nice if one of these, like if we were watching right now, you know, the U.S. playing a match. But
oh, my God, it would be awesome.
Yeah, it would have been great. Did you see they're extending the – Del, how far are we extending it now? Not 48, was it?
That's the number, it appears.
They're going up to 48.
Wow.
16 extra countries, right? 32 to 48?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Isn't this tournament good
Basically, it is.
It is.
Basically, they're doing it to make sure U.S. gets in 2026.
Well, not really.
No, they're automatically in.
Oh, yeah, that's right, host country.
Host country.
Well, that hasn't been – that hasn't been. That's not a definite as of now.
Thanks, Juan. Anything else, Juan?
Vamos Mexico. Vamos Mexico and F. Jong in South Korea. Bueno, bye.
What? Why F. Jong in South Korea?
F. Jong in South Korea. There's somebody in – not me, I don't think he's talking about. Is he?
He said F. Jong and South Korea.
And South Korea?
Yes. Well, they play South Korea, but I don't know why you have to get F'd.
Yeah, why am I F'd? What did I do to Juan?
Because you hate the Mexico team.
I've been pro Mexico this whole time. Dell's the little hater.
Yeah, he meant F Dell.
Oh, I don't care. I don't want Mexico to win another game ever.
Yeah, that's Dell. you mistook me for that other white voice.
Ever.
So, Dell, what did you say about no? The host country doesn't automatically get in now.
Well, that hasn't been completely decided. We think that's going to be the case because it's always the case, but it hasn't been. It hasn't been definitely said because there's three of them.
Yeah.
Really? Why would you – you have to have the host sit.
Yeah, well, but who's the host country?
But it hasn't been something they've written
in stone yet.
Oh, that's the problem with it. But we got 60 games. They got 10 each.
Let's just do 48. We need the Italians in. What are we doing? We got to have U.S. and Italy in. Let's just make it 48. You know what that feels like? More bowl games. Yeah. This feels the same as more bowl. Can we get more bowl games? For what? Why are we letting 6-win teams in? That's what U.S. would have been this year.
No, they would have been a 5-win team. We got it. We need more, actually.
I know.
Right? 48, how are they going to do it? Because it's really good the way it is.
Fours, it's just do the math on it. You're going to have 12 groups now, I would assume. You just have 12 groups.
Absolutely. So how do you do it then to get down?
I guess you have 12. If they do the 12 group thing, then the first place teams would get in, and then I guess you have the best. You have the
and
next.
And then some second place teams, but not all.
Yeah, you
well,
have
you
the
go
next
two from
best
each group.
Four.
That's 24. You still keep.
Well,
it.
Yeah, it depends on how you want to break down the knockout rounds. If you just want to keep it the round of 16, it'd be the 12 first place teams, and then the next best four.
The next best four.
Yeah, or you want 24. Maybe you want to have 24 teams in, then you just keep it like it is now.
And it's tournament. Yeah. That's probably what they do. That's probably going to be what they do. I'm excited. U.S. is going to get – we got a great shot because they've hosted friendlies here. They had CONCACAF here. They know it can be done. The infrastructure set up. You have Super Bowls where it doesn't where they haven't had – the last Super Bowl went really smoothly here. So I think – the Houston contingency feels very good that they're going to get a World Cup match in 2026, or they'll have some matches in 2026. And if that's the case, and Kennedy said it's very much like a Super Bowl, if you want to think of the logistics of everything.
Only more, because you're getting all of these the countries. It'll be more than a Super Bowl.
Although there's a finite amount of tickets that are available, although – I think more of the tickets will be to the countries. Like, in other words, there's not going to be corporate. You know how it's super.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a lot different because a lot of people come in for the Super Bowl who don't go to the game. They go to all the parties.
Yeah, right.
I don't. Is that the same way in the World Cup? I wonder. Do people still go to parties or just to go hang out in Houston in the summer? That's not typically what we see people saying. You know where I'd like to be this summer? Houston. Just hang out outside.
I know
some outdoor parties.
I know. John Stewart wasn't thrilled with it, was he, Dale?
Yeah, they did a little thing afterwards where all four of them came out and sat on stage. And John Stewart was like, I mean, I guess we could go. But then what did he say? He says living in Texas is like a fat man consistently farting on you or something.
What? Well, that's not nice.
Because
no,
of the heat, the humidity.
Yeah.
And in some parts of Houston.
It's moist. He was like, it's moist here.
Ooh, did Dell get on him about saying that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You're not supposed to use the word moist.
You're not
moist.
Supposed to say that.
You're not supposed to say moist.
I don't mind it. Some people do, though.
Yeah, some girls don't like that word. 713-780-3776, live at Prime Social. Hey, tonight I am going to be with Larry Durker at Christian's Tailgate on Congress. And Larry's got a big announcement. He's starting up a website, and he's got a plan for the DH rule. And he told me about it yesterday. I'm not going to reveal it. He's going to reveal it tonight. It's pretty good, actually. It's really interesting. And you can watch it on Facebook. We're going to be talking about the Astros game while it's going on. We've got all kinds of giveaways. There's all kinds of drink specials. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, Christian's Tailgate on Congress, come hang out with us. There's all kinds of giveaways. He's got autographed Nolan Ryan and Craig Biggio and Bagwell and all kinds of great stuff. So a bunch of giveaways and a bunch of drink specials going to be going on at Christian's Tailgate. We'll be there starting at 6, but you can come anytime and hang out with us over at Christian's Tailgate on Congress. That's tonight. But now, Prime Social, baby. How about Prime Social? Let's go.
Here right now, we got two. As soon as we walked in this morning, there was three. Now there's two tables of action going on right now. Games right now. And, yes, they're open 24 hours a day from Thursday through Sunday. So you can go in at any time and play in a cash game. it's a lot of fun. They happen to have some hot donuts here for you as well from our friends over at Shipley's are doing that. But that's Steve doing it. That's not even us. That's just Prime taking care of their people. And that's what they do here. They've got a great set of managers who are always making sure everything's going well at the table. They've got a wait staff who are running back and forth for drinks and service and change for your money when you got to buy more chips or whatever the case may be. Don't forget, there are tournaments every noon. Even when we're not having a tournament right here for you know, for ESPN 97.5. Even when we're not having a tournament on a Friday, they got a tournament going on, not only on Fridays, but every single day at noon other than Sunday when it's a 2 o'clock tournament. Real tournaments where you can win real money. It is a beautiful spot. They've got valet parking available for you, and this is a standalone building that has been restaurants, so it's a you're not going to find anything that looks as nice as this. It's not even remotely close. And we've got these big screen TVs surrounding the table, so we're watching whatever the sporting events. I've watched Astros, playoffs, now it's World Cup. Make sure that you go to PrimeSocialTX.com. It's at 7801 Westheimer, which is just west of Hillcroft, right there on Westheimer. It's between Fondren and Hillcroft, and I promise you, you're going to really enjoy yourself. You and your buddies from Neighborhood Games, start bringing your game over to Prime and enjoy the great poker action. PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those is yours, you try to be the first caller and be the winner of today's prize, which happens to be a $50 gift certificate to Stag Provisions for Men. Whether you're in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just a new beach dig, Stag has just what you need. Unfortunately, we are not the show. Continue to listen throughout the day. Your next chance to win is at 9:30 with John and Raheel with Dell. And some clarification, Juan, who said F someone, go Mexico. I think he was talking about Jong, because Jong is of South Korean descent. So that makes some sense. Thank you, Julian.
Oh, because they're playing South Korea.
They're playing South Korea.
So thanks to Julian.
F. Jong, not Jong.
Yeah, well, I would have expected F. Jong, because I think about that all the time.
I always get you and Jong mixed up.
But thank you to Julian for the clarification.
Yeah, I think he's right. I'm not South Korean, although I'm in the Asian community. Yeah.
How's that?
Ping pong, whatever. Remember, I lived next door. I was in the community.
Are you still?
Not anymore, but you never leave the community once you're in.
Do you want to tell that story for people who don't know that one?
People know that story.
They know that? Okay.
Oh, people know that story.
0-0, Brazil, Costa Rica.
No, it's 0-0.
Oh, I'm sorry, 0-0. I'm sorry. I forgot John's Mr. Soccer, hardcore soccer, so I can't just use my regular American terminology with him. I got to use his soccer terminology.
Because that's
guess
how
we're
we
having
say
on the
it.
Show Monday. In the 9 o'clock hour, Aisha Curry and Michael Mina, who we were talking about yesterday, International Smoke, the restaurant that's coming here. Everyone says it's Aisha Curry's. It's a Michael Mina restaurant. Michael Mina is a James Beard Award chef. It's going to be international barbecue, like the world's take on barbecue, which is much different than like a North Carolina barbecue place. I found out a lot more about it. I was talking to Eric Sandler. Eric and I were talking. And, you know, Eric is a big listener on the show. He's the food writer for Culture Map. He's one of the best in the city. And he really is. You should follow him. And anytime you guys have a question about, hey, I want to find some place to eat, you know, here, hit him up on Twitter. He's great. And read his articles. He said, you know, I was listening to you guys talk about that. He goes, I think you're off a little bit on it. And I said, what do you mean? Well, he goes, well, here's what I mean.
You mean we were off on something we had no idea about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, his idea about Aisha Curry, he said, you have to understand, he said, while there may be some Rocket fans who are salty in the Yelp, their 47 reviews or whatever, he said, she's really big. She has almost 1 million followers on Twitter. And he said, there are a lot of people who really like her from her TV shows, her food shows. Because, you know, it's not just Aisha Curry, wife of Steph Curry. She's a chef. Like, she's got a culinary background. And a lot of people may not know that. I just assume people knew it. Yeah. So she's got a culinary background. And Michael Mina, this guy has tremendous steakhouses. Like, he's a really good West Coast restaurateur. Well, anyway, because once I heard that was his restaurant, I'm like, oh, this is a different deal then. And their whole thing is, Eric said, you know, they may lose some hardcore Rocket fans not going. He goes, honestly, I'm not sure they're always going to be the target demo.
he said the Red Rowdies aren't the target demo.
He said, I think they're going to do okay with their target demo. And the reason they chose Houston was specifically for one of the things we're proud about, which is our diversity and our tremendous food culture here, which is so diverse. I mean, you can get anything from Greek food to Nigerian food. Within miles of each other, you can go get right from right here. This spot especially, I can go get tremendous Indian, Middle Eastern, Nigerian. I've got Italian. I've got Greek. I've got you can get whatever you want. Colombian at right down the road. So Guatemalan is right here on Hillcroft. I mean, you can get anything. And that's why they're coming here, is because of Houston's reputation. And so I'm going to get Aisha Curry and Michael Mina. They're on the West Coast, so they're going to get up early to do this and talk about, you know, some of the controversy surrounding it. And I really want to ask her, like, you probably didn't expect this, but would you expect the same thing if you opened up a place and they knew your name was on it in Cleveland, where you've beaten the brakes off of the Cavaliers? You know, is that something, you know, would you expect the same thing? Because I understand the reaction from Rockets fans. Like, from the food culture, though, this is probably going to be a pretty good restaurant based on everything that I've seen now and done some study on it.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be pretty good.
I was talking yesterday.
And they're in City Center, where the restaurants do pretty well.
And I was talking yesterday to Yanni about Yelp.
Yeah.
And he –
restaurant people don't like Yelp.
No, yeah, no, they don't. I said, you got to watch the South Park Yelp episode.
It's great.
It's hilarious. But I said he had a disgruntled employee, and you know, and she put something on Yelp, and then she took it down, and whatever, they, you know, it was all fine. And I said, why? I said, do people still go to Yelp? I mean, don't people have their own brains? Or who gives a rat's ass what is on Yelp?
Who's the comedian I got you and Raheel hooked up with, the Italian?
Oh yeah, from Chicago. Yeah. Whatever. Why does he do a Yelp thing?
Oh my God. He goes, why do people go eat and then they go home because they got to write about it like tattletales?
It's the best.
Well, this salmon was dry. You know what then? Don't you eat it then.
It's the best.
I want Dell to find it. He's going to have to bleep it out. There's only one word, but,
Sebastian.
Yeah. Sebastian Maniscalco. So I'll try to find that so we can play it. But what did Yanni say about it?
He said, you know what? It does still matter, which is – now, it matters, a lot more for out of town.
Yeah.
You know, people coming in from out of town.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, they don't know. But if you know the restaurants
– I use it.
Yeah, you do?
I use Yelp when I go on the road. Yeah, because it's usually pretty solid. The problem is you can get somebody – like, here's – Yelp got in a lot of trouble because they were charging restaurants for, hey, we can make this bad review go away for you.
Huh.
How about a little something?
Of course
something? They can. Yeah.
A little something here?
They got a little trouble for that.
A little something?
Hey, we can make this go away. Like, what is this, a mob thing?
Yes, it's a mob thing. Well, it's
and
a mob.
All of a sudden you start thinking, wait, Yelp, are you putting these reviews up there and trying to?
Nope.
I don't. I'm just telling you we can make it go away.
Hey, you want this thing to go away or don't you?
You answer the phone. Yelp. May I speak to the person in charge? Yeah, it's him. What do you need? What's your restaurant? I got Yanni Damaris Barbecue.
Yeah,
I've been reading a lot of negative reviews on you lately. Yeah, I want to talk about that. It's kind of random. I got 5 in one day. Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. I hope it doesn't hurt your business. But, you know, usually these things will be pretty crippling to your own personal economy. Well, I don't even think these people were even in. It may or may not, but it doesn't matter, right? Perception. Reality. I can make those 5 go away for you. I'm just saying. If you don't, I mean, look, I'm not supposed to, but for a little, you know, you and I maybe get a little handshake agreement with something in your hand.
You scratch my back?
Yeah, I'll do this for you. I would not do this for anybody. You know what? 5,000. They go away. 1,000 for each one. Oh, look, a 6-1 just popped in here. Wow, you must have had some bad briskets or something. What? 6 of them? Yeah, 6 G's. They all go away. Oh, 7.
Yeah, but it there's so many anyway. Forget Yelp.
Yeah.
I mean, he told me about a story about a guy. He didn't like his French fries. So he said, listen, here, if you don't like your fries, I'll give you your money back. I said, no, it's fine. And then he said, no, here's the money. Honest to God, if you don't like them, that's the way we do it around here. No, I don't want my money back. That's fine. Everything's fine. He goes outside, and on his phone, he's giving a bad Yelp. He's like, what the?
On
I just
phone.
Gave you your
because
money.
Because you do what? Because you want to act like
that's
you're super
it, yeah.
important.
Yeah.
They've got people. You know, one time, I speak for Texas Grill Shop, and this guy lit up Traeger, like, these are electric and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, I've never personally owned one or used one, but I wouldn't because I know, like, Dude didn't even have it. This isn't an electric smoker. He literally had a bad review. And I looked at his reviews. It's like 1,700 reviews. Master reviewer. Like, you snitty little bitch.
He's Cartman.
He's a snitty little
he's
bitch.
He's Cartman.
That's what he is. That's exactly what he
is. All right, let's get Jeff in here. Let's talk about the NBA draft. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. So for the draft, I just wanted to know who y'all had as the biggest winners and losers last night. Because you could go either way. Me personally, I thought the Sixers were the biggest winner in terms of getting that pick for the Leonard trade. Also, they were the biggest losers in admitting Markelle Fultz is awful because they drafted two point guards. And so that's the first part. And then the second part, with the fine dining barbecue joint, you know, if y'all go there, I'm going to bet $100 y'all are going to be like, you know, this is good, but not $30 a plate good. And I'll let y'all talk about it.
No. Yeah, it's not really going to be like, well, I don't know. I go to a lot of different places, and they're going to be a little higher. And, you know, like $30 is not going to blow me away on a plate, but it's probably going to be like most things. A lot of times restaurants are more small plates now, you can have a lot of different things to try, and we'll see. There's a lot of,
well, it's going to be higher end, you know that.
Yeah, and Mike, I'm just telling you, this Michael Mina restaurant, this already has done really well in the Bay Area. This is the second one, and Houston was picked specifically for diversity purposes, and
well, and
my guess is it will be pretty
you're
good.
You're going
we'll
in
see.
Expecting that. You're going to get atmosphere. You're going to get – it's going to – yeah, it's going to be pricier. There's no question.
Oh, no, yeah. No, I'm not
– just be his name.
Yeah.
Just his name is going to make it pricier.
Yeah, yeah. There's no question.
I really like the Suns. They picked up Ayton and Mikal Bridges. Mm-hmm. How about Mikal Bridges? He's right there. His mom works for the 76ers. He's up there getting interviewed. How he's a 76er. It's a dream come true. It's the hometown. It's the team he's always dreamed about playing for. And 5 minutes later, he's traded to the Suns.
That's a kill. I thought Porter going 14. You know, you got to think the injuries played into that. So him
oh,
falling,
it absolutely did.
You know,
they're scared to death of that back.
So I would say that's either going to be a big win or a buyer. It's probably a buyer beware, but I would say that was a good one. And, you know, I'm also a big fan. I think the Hawks getting Trae Young, I'm a fan of that because, for me, it's going to be a situation where they are going to Trae Young, to me, is going to be a much better – and he was a really good college player. But you've got a guy with that kind of range, with that kind of shooting ability, who now doesn't feel like he has to carry the load as soon as he gets to an NBA team. He's a less efficient Steph Curry when Steph was at Davidson, because Steph was still a very efficient player even at Davidson. But I think that's going to end up being a really good pick. I tell you what, in terms of one thing that's a little curious, there is 100 zillion big men for Orlando. Orlando went and got Mo Bamba. They now have a ton. Martell, they have, I got to look at all, there's like four big men now. So I don't know exactly what they are doing. Here's who they have. Vucevic, Bismack Biyombo, they have Spates, and now they have Mo Bamba. They have four bigs. So they better have something going on here where they are going to be dealing a player, or because they got too many bigs now. And I think they just said Mo Bamba's too good to pass up, too much potential to pass up. We'll figure out the rest, which I do like that concept in any sport. In a draft, too many teams screw up when they say, well, we've got that position. Just like the Portland Trailblazers. Well, we've got Clyde. We better not draft Jordan.
Michael, yeah. Okay.
Just get good
All
players.
All right, get players.
Just get players.
Boy, I like the Hawks picking up Amari Spellman with the last pick of the first round. I think that dude is a beast.
Good player.
I thought he was the most dominant player
in the
tournament.
Getting your boy, the Italian Stallion.
Oh, DiVincenzo?
Yeah. DiVincenzo looking at, he's a player.
Yeah, he is.
You can see it in a tournament. He can get open, get himself open. He's got range. You throw him in there with the Greek freak, I think you got some more athleticism. You added a little range. You got a playmaker, a guy who can create. I think it's a pretty good. I think it's a pretty good pick. I think he's a pretty good player.
I think Milwaukee's doing a nice job.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break here. Talk about Craig DeSurf. We're live at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. We got the tournament. It's going to be at noon. Come knock us out. We got a bounty on our heads, Lance and I, and we'll see who else has a bounty today. But it's going to be a nice tournament. Come on, hang with us.
Yeah. So one thing that I do have to tell you is that when you are dealing with my buddy Craig DeSurf over at the spot at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you do have to travel to Angleton. Now, I know you're like, Angleton, that's 2 hours. No, it's actually about 45 minutes away. And when you get there, here's what you're going to find. 2018 Chevy Crew Cab Texas Edition, LTZs, they're up to $14,000 off MSRP. You've got 2017 GMCs and Buicks available, up to $14,000 off a 2017 GMC Sierra 1500 Denali. You got $10,000 off all in-stock Buick LaCrosse and Enclave. If you're looking for a car or crossover, I probably shouldn't tell you. I mean, I'm just going to tell you this. Buick has some phenomenal cars and crossovers for you to choose from. Really luxurious, beautiful interiors. They go out of their way to have a great-looking interior because a second home is important for you. I drive a Chevy Traverse on the crossover, and this has, like, the space that I had with my Yukon when I was driving a Yukon, and that's something else you can get on the GMC side. They've got Yukons. They've got Yukon extended bodies. They got the Chevy Suburbans. Maybe your vehicle is going to be a car like a Chevy Cruze or a Malibu. They've got that. Maybe you're even looking for a Corvette. They've got that for you as well. There's so many different vehicles to choose from because they have lower overhead. They can afford to keep more vehicles on the lot. You get the vehicles you want at prices that the big boys in Houston can't possibly touch. Much more aggressive trade-in value for your vehicles as well. Go to LanceZCars.com to see all of their inventory or simply head down to Angleton. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. My man Craig DeSurf will make sure that you are happy when you walk off that lot, and he will never pressure you to buy a car. You control the car buying experience. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at Prime Social. We'll be here for the tournament. Starts at noon. Come on by. If you're not doing anything this afternoon, that's awesome. Come on and hang out with us here. Uh-oh, that was Yanni. He's probably going to say, what the hell are you talking about, the Yelp thing? Why are you doing that?
Oh, hey Dell, can
sorry about that, Yanni.
Can you get the I think I found out what you are.
What?
Well, it's on. I found out because somehow I went, you know, when a rabbit hole goes from one thing, and then I found myself on Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, her Instagram account. So I don't know, it was a story about how she cleaned up one of the stars for another Michael Jackson that somebody had defaced, and she cleaned up, and every name matters or something. By all accounts, pretty good person, whatever. She loves tattoos. No, I'm going to let you know that. Loves them. Anyway, so in her little bio, she says that she is a light worker. And I said, okay, what is this? Because she's got a little flower child kind of thing going on. And so I went and looked it up, and I found a YouTube video. I just Googled it. What is a light worker? And then it came on, and I thought, you know, this sounds a lot like John Granato. I think this is John. Del, if you get the video ready, can you get ready to play it? And I want you to hear this and see if this is you, because I think a lot of people have you kind of pegged the wrong way, like, okay, oh, he's kind of gruff, the Coors Light thing. They don't know that you got a more spiritual side. Here is a definition of a light worker. I want you to listen to this and tell me if this sounds like you.
Hey, Melanie Beckler here with ask-angels.com. What is a lightworker? First and foremost, a lightworker is an awakened spiritual being in physical form who has, in this physical reality, as a human, reconnected with the soul plan and mission crafted prior to their birth. A lightworker then commits internally to be a shining light in the world, to serve humanity and earth in the unfolding ascension, and to make a difference through shining light, through embodying their authentic truth and light, and serving in any number of forms. Because light workers aren't.
So far, does it sound like
you? It's exactly.
Del, sounds exactly like him, doesn't it?
Sure.
I'm awakened. I'm woke.
All right.
Because I'm awakened.
Hit play.
And serving in any number of forms. Because light workers aren't just channels and spiritual teachers. Light workers can be found shining their light in just about every profession you can imagine. And so if you are in a profession you don't love, this does not block you off from being a light worker.
Yeah.
So how do you know if you're a light worker? This can only be found within.
Right.
Sure, there's plenty of lists out there, probably even surveys. I've written an article about five core traits that you are a light worker. But really, whether or not you are a light worker is something that you can determine by looking within, by awakening, by reconnecting with
your... Is this a Coors light worker?
It could be. It could be. Maybe they didn't want to give, maybe until they sponsor it, they don't want to give them branding.
Preach on, brother.
But I'm positive.
You know what you are?
I am a Coors
Light worker.
Light worker. I am.
That's exactly what you are.
I'm pretty sure.
Coors Light worker.
That's right.
Yeah.
She
didn't that sound exactly like you though? All
it
those
did.
Things.
All those things.
In all those professions.
A shining
like,
light.
Yeah. Somebody who's spiritually connected, who's shining a light on a lot of different things and living his truth. I mean, Del, when I saw that I thought, you know, I think I'm working with the light worker.
Coors Light worker.
A Coors Light worker.
I was working the Coors Lights yesterday, as a matter of fact.
I thought you would be.
I definitely was while I was watching Messi and crushing Dell on Twitter again.
Oh, you think you won that battle?
Oh,
I didn't see y'all had another one.
Oh, yeah.
It was very quick.
It was just a shot out of nowhere.
And then y'all went to the same, and then y'all went to see Dave Chappelle together.
Yeah, it's all love, I guess.
Yeah.
He tweeted something about watching Messi get his ass kicked by Croatia, obviously referencing some fantasy back and forth we're having about Messi and Ronaldo, and he says #Del is dumb, and then I responded with, and by the way, your hashtag is terrible. You could barely read it, what you're saying. You have to capitalize the first letter.
No,
of each
you don't.
Word so people
no, you
can
don't.
See it.
Del is dumb. It was pretty good, pretty
it,
obvious.
It was terrible.
I'm pretty sure
it's awful. CR7 better than or greater than Messi. #Del is dumb. I responded with, thank you at Renner's Warehouse for the large empty space that is John Granado's head. It's a little old and smells of rot and light beer, but I'm secure knowing I have a permanent place to stay.
Yeah, not in my head, okay? I just have to put you in your place.
I'm in your head. You have to mention me every time you watch something.
Messy, because you're dumb. Because it's dumb, your love for Messi.
I don't love Messi. I've told you this. I don't like Messi. In fact, when Barcelona plays Real, I root for Ronaldo because I don't like Messi or Argentina. But I do appreciate you, even when when your workday ends at 11 o'clock and you go to do whatever the hell you do with your boys, you're thinking about me.
When does your workday end?
Well,
11 o'clock?
It used to end at 1, but things have changed.
Now it's at 11.
Well, that seemed like an unnecessary shot.
Well, at least he has a job now.
John's not always nice, Del.
I am.
I'm
the Coors Light worker. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a Coors Light worker.
I'm a Coors Light worker.
Coors Light worker. I forgot about that.
Del's dad on a mobile tweets this.
What? There's a tweet? There's somebody named
that? You need to read
it.
You need to read it.
Oh, I better read this. I am most pleased that you have figured out how to get into the brain of a clown, my son. If only you could have done this the same for more respectable profession. Del, I don't think anyone should be Del's dad on a mobile.
Why is Del's dad on a mobile?
A Twitter account.
Yeah.
No followers.
Oh, look at the picture of Del's dad on a mobile.
That's not my dad. That's not his dad.
That
generic dude holding the cell phone that everyone uses for their meme. Be more original. At least find a real Nigerian doing something.
That looks like I don't know.
Oh my God!
Oh, Gilbert's here with his bike in the middle of the prime.
Time
social.
For strip poker.
Oh, time for strip poker. Wendy said she's ready. Gilbert, she wants to play.
No, this is not going.
Gilbert, Wendy said she wants to play.
This is not going.
She was happy that she was part of the show yesterday. You know, playing strip poker.
How did Gilbert get in a poker house?
He just. How did Zlatan let him in?
Who said that out loud? Is that you or Raheel?
What?
To come to Prime.
Yeah, I don't. Gilbert said he's coming. He just boy. Yesterday, right, Gilbert? Yeah, the day before yesterday, he said he was going to play strip poker with Wendy. Anyway, all right.
People are in here winning and losing hundreds and sometimes thousands. This is maybe not going to go well. Potentially.
Yeah, this is – no, Gilbert is ready to play. He's ready to go. Gilbert, you bring money to play poker today?
Got no money.
He's got no money anyways. What are you? Poor what?
Poor China.
Yeah, I know that. All right, 713-780-3776. Speaking of renters, okay, what about – listen, Dale, you have to stop using Renter's Warehouse. That's a space in my brain. Okay, because there's no space in my brain. Okay, there is none.
I feel like it's a big vacant space where you can put anything you want in there.
Well, I know what Renter's Warehouse does. They put people in homes. Okay, you rent out your home to people. Now you were mentioning yesterday, Lance, and it's unbelievable. You were like, you could have gotten. They gave you an estimate of what you could get for your home, like double what your mortgage.
Yeah,
is.
Now I don't pay. I pay later the interest and insurance. You know, the additional that you pay into it. But yeah, it was way more than double for just the actual mortgage without the all the other stuff and
the taxes.
It was pretty. I mean, it really changed the way I looked at how we should operate if we ever needed a move. And maybe that's where you are right now. You're just saying, well, I got to sell. Maybe, but maybe not. I mean, go find out what your house rent for. You might be surprised how much your house rent for. And it might be another option for you. I've got people in our neighborhood who are not able. There are some houses that are moving quick, and there are other houses that are sitting there on the market for whatever reason. And I'm just thinking, man, my wife's like, how do people deal with having to pay two mortgages at once? I'm like, I have no idea.
No, so what you do is, on an average of 17 days, you can rent out your home. Like you said, I've seen people waiting years to sell their
house.
That's
crazy.
All right, so go to renterswarehouse.com. Rich Drake, take care of all this business for you. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.